I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Boomer and G are coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Football Friday. Of course, moment of the day coming up with Jerry, and then picks with Youssef. We're all 3-2, so it is still very tight at the top, with Jerry and Youssef tied, and Boomer only a couple of games behind, and me about 10 games behind everybody. So that'll come up around 9:45. I've been talking all week about why I hate this matchup for the Minnesota Vikings and love this matchup for the New York Jets. The Vikings have a terrible pass defense. A lot of teams or a lot of fans will look at the Vikings and their 9-2 record and go, man, you know, that is a good team. That team 9-2 at this point in the season, and home and their building and Justin Jefferson, oh my goodness. And yeah, they've won a lot of close games, but they haven't played all that well. And their defense is one of the worst in football, especially through the air. And I've been a Mike White believer since the first time I saw him against the New England Patriots, then even more of a believer in the Bengal game after that. And I know he does one thing really, really well. He finds the open wide receiver. And there's going to be a lot of them against that Viking secondary, because the last number of games that I have watched, there are guys running in the middle of the field without a Viking defender within 10 or 15 yards of that guy. They don't have, the Vikings don't have that smart, young, in-your-face, blitzing defensive coordinator. They've got Ed Donatell, who's been around since 500 BC. He was a coach on one of Boomer's teams, believe it or not, all the way back in the day, and he just runs this vanilla bullcrap defense, and teams pick it apart. So I like the coach. He's young and innovative. The defense is a mess. And the Jet defense is great. I think they get after Kirk Cousins. I think Sauce on Justin Jefferson will be a great battle. And I just see this game, I see it being, I think the Jets can get around 30 points again. I really think it's a 30-24, 30-27 type of game where the Jets end up winning.
You know, it's interesting. Jeff Ulbrich, the defense coordinator of the Jets, was talking about whether or not Sauce Gardner was going to travel with Justin Jefferson. And Justin Jefferson spends a lot of time on the left side of the offense.
Yeah.
And Sauce is on the other side of the defense. You know, DJ Reed has actually had a really good year, too.
Very good year.
I mean, both years, you know, both guys have been good. And I think one of the reasons for that is because of the Jet pass rush. I mean, the Jets haven't had a pass rush like this since maybe the sack exchange.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
True.
So, you know, that's the point where you're saying that they're going to get after, you know, Kirk Cousins, maybe like Micah Parsons did the last time the Cowboys played them, and set the tone right out the gate.
Yeah.
And that's what the Jet defense has to do. They have to set the tone right out the gate. And then Mike White has to realize he doesn't have to be anything but Mike White, as Rob Saleh said, meaning just hit the easy stuff, man. You know, don't try to do something that you're incapable of doing. That's what happened with Zach. You know, Zach would run around, try to make plays, try to extend plays, try to use his athleticism and speed and arm strength, you know, to whip the ball down the field and indiscriminately, and put a lot of pressure on the rest of the team. So I see where you're coming from, man. I kind of like the Jets this game, too, especially with the spread.
Yeah, and it's a three-point spread. You know, the Vikings are favored by three. I mean, I think the Jets win outright. And there's another factor, too, we touched on earlier. You know, the best offensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings is Christian Darrisaw.
He's out.
He's not officially ruled out, but he's going to be out. He has suffered his second concussion in, like, 2 weeks. And yesterday, Kevin O'Connell said there's no timetable for his return. So he's their left tackle. He was top rated, you know, him and actually Andrew Thomas right at the top of the list of the best tackles in football. And that is a huge problem for them. And their secondary's been, you know, just there's a ton of injuries there as well. And Patrick Peterson, as much as I love the guy, he's not the same player. You know, I mean, he's a veteran at this point who's on the back end of his career. He's smart. He makes great plays. Like that Bills game, he had two critical interceptions because he was in the right spot. But he's not a guy that's keeping up with Garrett Wilson anymore. That's not happening.
You know, the other thing I will say for Mike White and the Jets is that if you're a wide receiver now for the Jets, you're now all of a sudden thrust into the spot where you're going to get a chance to make plays. And your whole mindset is different going into these games, especially when you're playing against somebody like Justin Jefferson. You know, so Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore and Denzel Mims and Corey Davis, they're all going to see Justin Jefferson. And they're going to look at him and they're going to say, why can't I be just as good as him as long as my team gives me an opportunity to go and make plays?
Yeah.
And one of the best things that came out of last week's game for the Jets is how many guys touched the ball and how many guys were able to do something with the football, like Elijah Moore and like Garrett Wilson. They were happy after the game last week because they were used. And the passing game looked like it was real. And as Garrett Wilson said, you know, this is the real Jet offense. This is who we can be. So there is a kind of a cockiness that is associated with this draft class that I kind of like.
Yeah.
You know, from Sauce Gardner to Garrett Wilson, now to Zonovan Knight out of the blue.
Sure.
And then you have this quarterback that's been bounced around and waved four times by the Jets leading the team.
Yeah. And I know it's an obvious type of thing, but the two ways that you lose this game if you're the Jets is that when you get into the red zone, you don't convert on touchdowns because the Vikings have a ton of yards. They're actually, I think, the last in the league or second to last in the league in yards given up.
Detroit's last.
Okay, so the second last. But if you go to points, you click on the other tab and points, they're better than that because they have turnovers and they tighten up in the red zone.
So, and they limit other teams to field goals.
Right, exactly. So that converting in the red zone, getting touchdowns, then you'll be able to beat them. And then obviously, you know, the Vikings have had success. They're third in the league in turnovers.
You know what? So, the way you're talking, I have to say, I haven't really been this nervous about a Jet game in a long time.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, because I'm thinking that the Jets are going to play well.
No, I mean, like, it's just like a cool game. Like Al was saying this morning, it's like there's a little bit of a, we want to call it juice around here. You can call it juice. I don't care what you call it. Put whatever moniker you want on it. But there's an excitement level and there's like a genuine, like when I know there's a Ranger game at night, I get excited. I hate to say that, but I do get excited.
I know you do. Yeah, of course.
You know, and I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how I kind of feel like if you're a Jet fan, you are really looking forward to this game.
Oh, of course. I mean, every game at this point is critical as we get into December and January, and this one's as big as any. And I also think the excitement level of what you saw last week in a real NFL offense, and it looked like you can compete with the best of the best, even though they played the Bears, but they look different. You look like a real legitimate team.
Would that be so NFL if, like, the Jets got to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's kind of like what I just don't see it. Not with Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. I don't see it, you know, on that side of the ledger.
Well, they beat Josh Allen.
Yeah, but, you know.
I mean, they beat the Bengals last year with Mike White as the quarterback, and they went to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs is a different one. But, I mean, I can give you examples how they beat those teams. If Mike White continues to play like he did last week, then there's no weakness. They don't have a weakness. I mean, think about that.
No weakness.
They don't have a weakness.
I mean, their offensive line with as many combinations. Now, George Fant may be coming back now.
Yeah, but
that, so maybe they're getting a little
bit
healthier.
But that's rectified itself, and they ran the ball great last week, and they gave Mike White time, and he threw the ball.
Yeah.
So now, if you want to tell me that, you know, against Za'Darius Smith and Danielle Hunter and Dalvin Tomlinson's coming back, that those guys get pressure, more pressure than the Bears guys did last week on Mike White, and that changes some things, I could see that happening, especially against the Jet offensive line. It's had some struggles, but I'm telling you, if Mike White, if that passing offense is what we've seen from him, they don't have a weakness. They got weapons. They got a running game. They got a pass rush. They got a secondary.
And there's something weird going on with Mike White. He is connected to us.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. So you got this guy, Richard Giannotti. who's like Mike White's buddy.
That's right.
And Mike White was in his wedding, is that right?
Well, they've been very close, and right. He's now his financial advisor.
Right, so. And the only reason you know Richard Giannotti is because your dad has the same name as Richard Giannotti, and for some unbeknownst reason,
decided
to follow Richard Giannotti's career.
As a Miami baseball player, yes, at DU. Yeah.
And then I find out this week who is a classmate of Richard Giannotti in high school.
Who's that?
My nephew Bobby.
Get the hell out of here. Really?
Yeah, my nephew Bobby says, I know Richard Giannotti. He and I went to high school together.
This is ridiculous.
Didn't I send you that text?
Yeah, I know. But I was pretending like I just found out the first time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were doing that. Because you know what? This is how stupid it is. Maybe I did forget that I sent you the text.
No, you did. I mean, I just, this is insanity. So these weird connections, and then he also, you know, he had married a girl from Pittsburgh who was Joy Taylor, and she's on Fox Sports now, and I married a girl from Pittsburgh. It's just insane.
It's crazy. I'm trying to find my nephew's. Oh, there it is. So my nephew, who lives down in Florida, he's my sister Susan's son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Says, let's say, hey, by the way, I went to high school with Richard Giannotti. I'm like, oh, come on, man.
Same guy, same baseball player and everything?
Dead serious, played ball together. He is a great dude. He played baseball at the University of Miami and then, of course, in the minors.
Wow.
And I said, I know that part of the story, but I didn't know this part of the story.
Yeah.
And so here we are. We're all kind of related to Mike White.
Six degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Of Mike White now.
Of Mike White, yeah. So that's how we got there.
Yeah, so we're all kind of related.
Yeah, and that's his financial advisor now, Richard Giannotti. So if he hits it big this offseason, then
there's
some scrudgel coming his way.
You think his wife will look at him a little bit differently?
Oh, without a doubt.
He said that she looked at him differently after this game. Like, who are you?
Yeah, well, I mean, she should have said that after the Bengal game, right?
Well, yeah. Maybe she did say it.
I hope so, for his sake. Al in South Carolina, what's going on, Al?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Listen, I'm a big-time Jets fan. I've called in a few times, and I'm excited about this weekend, too. But you got to stop talking about them winning this game. Come on. You're going to put the jinx on them. Let them play well. I'm hoping for the best. But all this good talk, I'm not used to. So.
I know. I know you're not used to it, but we're not putting a jinx on anybody.
I know. And anytime I like something to happen, it goes the other way. And that's sort of been the way that this season has gone. For me in the NFL, is I've been just wrong about everything. But I'm just telling you, going into this game, I've watched three teams more than any other team.
Okay.
The Jets, the Giants, and the Vikings.
Right. Okay.
So I've seen how they've played.
Okay.
So I have an educated opinion on this football game.
All right. So you're not really feeling it for the Giants.
I am not.
You are feeling it for the Jets.
I am.
And you feel like your team is going to lay an egg against the Jets, the Vikings.
I don't even necessarily think they're going to lay an egg.
Is this a look-ahead spot or something?
No. I don't think they're going to lay an egg.
What kind of spot is this? For the Jets, it's a prove-it spot, right?
It is a prove-it spot. I mean, without it, it's a litmus test spot for sure.
A litmus test.
But no, I don't think they're going to lay an egg. I just think that the Jets are an overall better football team that's going to go up there and beat them. That's what I think. Now that Mike White is the quarterback, that's what I believe.
Who's better? The Cowboys or the Jets?
Oh, that's a great question. I'd say the Cowboys by a hair, but I reserve to change my opinion if Mike White continues this.
Right.
But right now I'd have to give the respect to the Cowboys.
Just simply because they have a little bit more experience.
Yeah.
Especially at quarterback, right?
I mean, right. Thing, yeah. You know, and Micah Parsons is just such a game changer. And the Jets do have game changers on defense.
Quentin Williams is a game changer.
Yeah, he is. But
Quincy Williams is a game changer. How about C.J. Mosley?
Listen, Cowboys by a hair, and it's a toss-up.
By a hair.
It's a toss-up.
Oh, then they can go in there and kick the crap out of Minnesota then.
No, they could. That's just what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. I'm feeling... I know it's a feel-good Friday. I'm kind of feeling good about it.
Okay.
At least that side of it.
I talked you into it?
Yeah, because I've sat here next to you for the longest time just listening you complain about the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, like...
And I've been right a lot, right?
We've been hit over the head over the last 10 years with negative Jet and Giant fans.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a little bit of juice behind them and a little bit of excitement behind both teams. And now you're telling me you're 9-2.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings. are not really that good of a team.
I don't think that they are, no. I mean, they've got the opportunity to prove themselves, but anybody who gets beat 40-3 in their own building and is 31st in yards given up in football is not a great football team. I'm sorry. Now, they're good, and they're going to get a home playoff game.
Yeah, there's no real, I mean, great team out there is San Francisco.
I mean, look at this. Look at this.
Okay, talk to me.
All right, so this is a CBS Sports Network graphic that I'm assuming is right. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Yards allowed. Okay. Yards allowed, Vikings 30th. Yards per game, 31st. Pass yards allowed, 31st. Pass yards per game, 31st. But yet, it's slightly better with points per game allowed in 21st, which isn't great, but it's not, you know, first, second, or third worst. So that's this is what I see with this team. This is what I see. And they've somehow gotten to 9-2 with all that garbage. So, they're going to get a home playoff game, but they're just not. Things majorly need to change for them if they're going to compete for a game.
Oh, interesting. They could actually see the Cowboys in a home playoff game.
Oh, God. Yeah. Another whip-ass spot.
They could see the Cowboys. They could see the Giants. They could see the Commanders.
Yeah. Well, they're going to see the Jets this week, and I don't like it.
Boy.
I like it for the Jets, though.
Man, you get me all excited, man, and frothed up.
Frothed up for the
yes,
Jets?
Yes.
A little frothy boomer?
I can't wait till Sunday.
I know. It is going to be a lot of fun.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, we finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday.
Football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, free Odyssey app as well. When you hear this song at 9:25, it means we are getting ready for huge things, big things on a feel-good Friday.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boys. Right. And that means that Jerry's got his update. It means Jerry's got moment of the day. It means we got
Jerry's
our picks.
Got parking.
You got parking today. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot about that.
I forgot. Eddie reminded me.
You got that little end.
Oh, I forgot to pay parking.
God damn it.
Oh. Where'd you park?
Across
by
the
me?
Street.
Oh,
I across totally
the street.
Forgot to set up the goddamn alarm on my
damn
phone.
Damn
it. Yeah, whatever.
So you guys are miserable.
What is that from?
Probably a
what
podcast.
What is that from? Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's the real you.
That's not miserable.
That's real
that's
you.
Annoyed with myself that I forgot to set the alarm.
But don't you feel better
I'm
in here now?
You know who's miserable? The one who calls out people that are miserable.
Oh, really?
You are.
I'm not miserable. I'm happy,
I'm not even
man.
Close to miserable.
I got
miserable.
My Christmas tree. I got my garland.
Merry freaking Christmas.
It's Friday. Come on, man.
I'm with you. I agree. Doesn't mean you can't be annoyed that you forgot to pay the parking. You could go out there and be a big orange ticket on your car.
I'm kind of glad I didn't go clubbing last night.
Yeah, me too.
Trust me.
It would have been more fun.
No, right about now would have been crash time.
Yeah, it would have been crash
time. I know, but think of the live reads we would have had.
I know.
Get yourself a brand new Ford Expedition.
Woofah.
How great is that?
Come on. It was still fun. One of the funnier opening segments.
Oh, it was.
I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, really?
Sure you want to start there as opposed to the Super Bowl?
You didn't drink with me.
And lose weight, you pig.
Yeah, right, exactly. That NJ died. Are you a fat pig?
That was the breaking point.
Yeah, all right, come on.
Give me that. Give me those.
Oh, man. That was funny. Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bills Patriots last night. Foxborough and a win for the Bills, because the Patriots right now are not a very good team, as we know, as we hear from one Ian Eagle.
Allen working from the gun. Two receivers off to the right. Singletary shifts to the right. Handoff Singletary. A blast up the middle. Touchdown, Buffalo. Devin Singletary slices in. And the Bills build on their lead. It's 23-7.
And that was early in the fourth quarter. There would be no comebacks. Ian on Westwood 1 on the Fan. 24-10 was the final. Josh Allen threw for 223 yards and a couple of touchdowns. He said, and he was wearing that dumb big hat. This is a nice night.
I thought we played really well tonight. You know, obviously only 24 points, but our defense played fantastic ball where we didn't feel like we had to press and make any mistakes. Obviously, there's a few plays that we'd like to have back. But again, these are good wins individually.
Yeah, especially so he wore the big hat in the post-game press conference?
I believe so, yes.
Yes,
everybody's sending me the images of it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
Yeah, he had the big Buffalo Bills, what was it called, noggin board?
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Didn't take long to find it, did it?
No, he has, but it's got the Thursday Night Football logo on it.
Okay. So they got into that then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they want to sell more on Prime.
Amazon for sure.
Prime, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's tremendous.
I mean, I think it's a cool novelty gift, but that's all I would think.
Oh, yeah,
it
but
is.
People aren't going to be wearing hats like this in 2 years from now. We're going to look
two
back.
2 weeks from now.
What the hell's going on?
Here was Mac Jones. You got that video of him screaming at the sideline, not happy with the play selection.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but. You know, we're kind of playing from behind, and Ed was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which is working, but I felt like we needed a chunk plays.
He basically said, let's throw the bleeping ball, the running game.
Yeah, no, he was like, hey, man, that's not good for Matt Patricia. That's not a good look. Bill Belichick's not like that.
What is that? Who is he yelling at Matt Patricia?
I think he's got to be yelling at the coaches.
Right.
I mean, you know, if they had this touchdown at this wide receiver screen, this kid Jones flew out of the backfield.
Yeah, that was the 48-yarder.
Yeah, that was great. But again, you know, that was a pass that was completed behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Jets, Vikings on Sunday. We've discussed this all morning, really all week. Looking forward to this one. Here's Mike White. He knows he's got a huge opportunity in front of him, so he cannot worry about what could be behind him and lurking.
Whenever you're looking over your shoulder, you're not going to play to your true potential. So the human aspect of it, you're definitely going to, but you got to find a way, whatever your process is or your mental ability is, to erase that and just go play.
Man, I just don't see him turning into a pumpkin again like he did against the Bills last year. I just don't see it.
He's got the golden ticket right now, man.
Yeah. I mean, but like, can you actually see him coming back? And because he was hurt in that Indianapolis game, too, and then he came back and played.
He had the good drive, if you remember.
Yeah, watching the game with him.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. He's got to stay healthy. He can't turn the ball over. And, you know, for whatever reason, it seems like he's got the team, you know, organized coming out of the huddle. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of mistakes there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes quarterbacks, they get a little nervous. They get a little screwed up. They end up calling timeouts and all that kind of stuff. Or taking too much time. You know, things of that nature, but that didn't seem to be where Mike White is right now, so that's good.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think. So he played at Indianapolis that first quarter and then got
right
hurt.
Down the field.
I was on the road.
Yeah.
He won the Cincinnati game at home. He won the Bears game at home. He played a little bit at New England at the end of that blowout win.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to think, like, and then the Bills game where he got killed was at home. So he hasn't been, like, in a lot of road spots.
No, he hasn't, but he also, you got to remember, he's got a much better team this year.
No, I know, of course.
He's got much better skill players around him, and he's also got a defense.
Yeah, one of the best in football.
Yeah.
Yep. Browns-Texans, a big deal as well Sunday because Deshaun Watson is going back there, and he's active for the first time this season after serving his suspension. He would not speak about anything other than football. He was asked if he would at some point in the future. Seemed like a legit question.
Deshaun, on August 18th, you said that you wanted to tell your side of the story at some point and that people haven't been interested in listening to what you have to say. So at some point, will you take non-football questions down the line?
Like I said, at this time, I can't address any of that stuff. Who knows what the future holds, but right now I'm so locked in on just basically being the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
I thought that was a relatively easy question to answer, but he wouldn't go there either. In terms of him playing again, you got to think there's going to be some rust. What will it take for that to get sharpened quickly?
I'm not sure. I haven't. This is my first time having time off, so my biggest focus is just going out there and just really whatever Kevin calls, make sure I'm executing and taking it one play at a time and let the game come to me, not pressing or anything like that.
So that a big game, too, in terms of the reaction and the reception that he gets and what kind of spectacle it is.
Yeah.
If there are people out there protesting or whatever the case may be.
Like, I mean, I wonder as I was thinking about this earlier in the week, like, are there going to be a bunch of people? Like, is there going to be someone dressed in a robe that tries to show up? Is someone going to, like, bring a big bottle of lotion in there? Is there going to be signs? Like, how big? We've seen sports fans and how creative and nasty they can get.
Sure.
Like, is that going to be that environment in Houston, or is it going to be because so much time removed now and we're the full swing of things and the Texans are just horrible?
Well, remember in the preseason when he did play?
Yeah, there was Jacksonville.
There was Jacksonville.
You sick F.
Yeah. Right. I would just think that that there'll be a ton of security outside the stadium. I think that the NFL and the Houston Texans are going to do everything they can to keep this as above board as they possibly can. But there's going to be a few people that get through and somehow, some way, may even get in front of a camera somewhere.
We shall see. And then the Sunday night game will be the Cowboys and the Colts. World Cup tomorrow, the U.S. plays the Netherlands. Christian Pulisic certainly hoping to play as he's dealing with an injury, but maybe not as bad as it could have been.
I didn't get, like, hit in the balls, but, like, I'm all right. It was very painful, and it just, you know, that bone is there for a reason to protect you, I think, and I hit it well.
You know, that's Captain America, right?
That is Captain America.
Speaking like an American.
What bone is there?
The pelvic bone?
No, I thought you had pelvic problems.
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
mine was more muscular.
Do you still work on those?
No, it's all cleared up.
It's all cleared up
for
now.
You.
Yeah, there you go.
Just, you know, not coming into work for a year and a half really cleared up my mental.
And he means a year and a half.
Yes,
that is true.
Ain't kidding.
NBA tonight, you got the Nets and the Raptors. The Nets looking for a fourth straight win. That would be their longest winning streak of the season. We will have that for you on the Fan coming up at 7:20. UConn beat Oklahoma State 74-64. Seton Hall lost to Kansas by the score of 91-65. I want to just give you one. Billy Epler was... So they're starting to talk. You know, we got this whole thing. I think this was on SNY. Discussing free agency and what they're going to spend, what they're not going to spend. Here is Epler really not getting into the money that he is looking to allocate.
Given your discussions with Steve about where the budget stands for 2023, do you have the capabilities to retain DeGrom and Nimmo and meet your other roster needs?
I'm not going to comment on that or go deep on that. I'd like to keep what available resources we have as close to the vest as possible. Sorry, Tim.
Why wouldn't you answer that? I get the point of saying we're not going to give away what we're paying everybody, but why would you be like,
For negotiating purposes, like so if he said, yeah, we got so much money, and then DeGrom's like, wait a second, you just said you had a ton of money.
I guess.
Yeah, you got to wonder whether or not maybe Steve Cohen and, was it .72 Asset Management? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're involved with FTX some way. You never know. I mean, that thing's far-reaching.
And I tell you,
that thing is far-reaching, dude. You know, they had they had sponsorships throughout baseball. They had the FTX on the umpires. I mean, who knows?
You imagine if Steve Cohen had a financial fall?
Oh my God, that would
could
be
you
so
imagine?
Much.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't surprise me. No, I guess it wouldn't.
A second ownership in a row. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you see this Sam Bankman-Fried. Right. Clown.
Now starting at catcher, Sam Bankman-Fried. Working off his debts.
I mean, and you know, it's this idiot. I mean, like, for somebody that's supposedly so smart to give these interviews that he's giving. But again, I just go back to thinking that there could be some way that somehow, somewhere along the line, they've invested in that guy.
Who knows? We shall see. Devils beat Predators beat the Devils, rather, in overtime, 4-3. Ryan Johansson with the game-winning goal after the Devils gave up a one-goal lead with just 10 seconds to go in regulation. 19-4-1 is New Jersey on the season. Time now for what they call Moment of the Day. Moment of the Day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
No!
And I chose this because I love Gio's reaction to it. You got DA doing his Friday show from home on CBS Sports Radio. There was a lull in the live programming, or at least they thought there was, but not because of connection issues as he's, again, at home like he thought at the time. Count the silence, and then you're going to realize why there was silence. We'll retry this. Signing off in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Wait.
Never mind. My mic was down.
That would have been the problem.
These guys.
What an idiot.
So it wasn't technical problems?
No.
The pot was down?
Everything that DA was saying was on the air.
Oh, my God. Doofus.
I love that doofus at the end.
I mean, I like Sean Marash. I do.
That was funny.
But he is like, his IQ has got to be minuscule. Just has to be.
These things happen.
Right.
Live radio.
Sure.
Moment of the day.
And I don't think Pete Pilotti is there either today. He's a guy that would have figured
correct.
It out.
Correct. He was off today.
Yes.
That is true.
That's why. He's their quality control guy. All right. Picks with Youssef.
Yes, sir.
Coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight,
You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, the Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. It was a draw last week between everybody. Everybody was 3-2. That means that Youssef and Jerry are still tied at the top. Boomer a couple games back of them, and I'm way behind. Youssef, what do you think of the decorations in here today? We got to get his mic. There we go. What do you think of the decorations in here today?
Beautiful.
Just got to get a little bit closer and get his pot up a little bit more because we can't hear. So what do you think?
No, it's beautiful. I love it.
All right. Yeah. So you a Christmas guy?
Oh, yeah, of course. I love Christmas. And I love the music, too.
He's just like me. I'm a Christmas guy.
I'm a Christmas guy.
Yeah. What are you? What's your favorite Christmas song?
I don't know the name, but I like the one with the Mariah Carey.
All I want for Christmas is you, Seth.
Is you, right. Jimmy Boomer.
Youssef saw Mariah Carey at the Thanksgiving Day parade holding up an umbrella. Lip syncing.
Oh, yeah.
Just all into that.
All right, Jerry.
You found it on the podcast. Eddie, a big Christmas person.
Yeah, no, I know.
And she named one of us, I don't know, daughter or son. She named him in my country name. Yeah. Morocco.
Oh, Morocco.
Morocco.
I'm going to say she named the kid Youssef. That would have been incredible.
Youssef is a beautiful name.
It's a beautiful name.
Does it have meaning to it?
Well, it's the messenger of God, you know. Joseph.
Youssef.
Yeah.
Joseph.
So it has Joseph, you know, we call like Joseph in France, Joe in America.
Right.
I
wonder why you went to the
Jose in Spain. You know, it's like got a lot of them. Yeah.
You know, Eddie doesn't believe in God and loves Christmas.
I don't blame him.
God is not helping him in the pig segment.
Yes, I know. God is helping him in the pig segment.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
God doesn't mean he's pigs to you.
Messenger of God.
I'm just, everybody knows that. I don't know about the other people.
Okay.
I thought Gabriel was the messenger of God.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Eddie's talking.
Don't even worry about
it. Don't even worry.
Atheist corrects us.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. Game one. By the way, we have four cool games this weekend. We're picking four of the cool games this week today. We start with, in Philadelphia, Titans at Eagles. The Eagles -4.5. You know, this is a lot of points for a team that plays a rough and tumble brand of football, the Titans. I'm going to take the Titans and the points because they do something that the Eagles don't do well, and that's run the ball effectively. Titans play a lot of low-scoring games. They're coming off of a loss last week. I think they'll keep this game close. I think Philadelphia wins, but I think they keep it within a field.
The Eagles are going to lose one more game the rest of the way. They're going to end up going 15-2, and this is the game they're going to lose.
Oh.
The Tennessee Titans end up beating them. They are a very physical team, as we know. We saw what the Commanders did with their physical nature against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Titans are even better than the Commanders, so I am also picking the Tennessee Titans.
This pains me to say this, but since the game's in Philadelphia, I will take... If it was in Tennessee, I'd take the Titans. I'm going to take the Eagles. I'm going to put the 4.5 out there. I will take Philly.
I would be agree with Jerry.
Oh, the Eagles.
Yeah, I take the Eagles. You know, they play in Philly, so out of there. So,
yeah. Right, you don't like Philly either, do you?
No, I like
them. You do like Philly?
Yeah, I like Philly.
You like Philly, really?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I like Philly. Them as a team, you know?
Okay, but not the city.
I mean, I've never been there, to be honest with you. I've never been in Philly.
Yeah, but Jerry, I thought you were a Giant. Are you a Giant fan?
Yeah.
How do you like Philly?
It just, you know, I'm not your guys, you know. I'm different than you.
Oh, okay.
So I go with my heart.
All right, okay.
Haven't you been to France like a dozen times?
Huh? Yeah.
But not Philly.
No. Well, listen.
Never got to Philly.
I'm different.
You said.
There's a lot of movie about Philly, and I like it, you know. I don't know.
Rocky? You don't like Rocky?
Oh, yeah, I like Rocky.
Was it the streets of Philadelphia? Was that the one?
No. Say it again?
What was that one? Philadelphia with Tom Hanks?
Was that the one? That was a rough movie.
That was a rough movie.
Yeah, it was.
That was the one with the AIDS. That's the one you like?
I don't know. I like Philly. Just, you know, something about it.
Game two.
the Jets in, this might be the game of the day.
Yeah,
no, Jets in Minnesota against the Vikings. The Vikings minus -3.
You know, Gio's got me all excited all week long, leading to the crescendo that was Football Friday here on the Fan. Feel good Football Friday. I feel so good that I am very confident in Mike White, the Jets, only because I've been sitting next to you for the last 5 days listening to you just break down your team and how much you hate their defense. So I am going with the Jets with the defense, with the points. I think they went outright.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, if you've been listening this week, you know how I feel about it. I've given you the reasons. That defense is really, really bad, and I'm a Mike White believer. So unless they get pressure on him, turnovers, he gets sacked a bunch of times, which I don't believe is going to happen, the Jets are going to win this football game. I don't think they're going to blow him out like the Cowboys blew him out, but I do think that they will win somewhere in the 31-27 range.
I'm going to ride the Mike White train, too. I am going to take the Jets plus the 3 points. Jets on Sunday, outright win.
Riding the train, Jerry. Riding
yeah, I'm
the
taking
train.
The Jets, too.
Oh, wow.
I like Mike White.
You like Mike White?
I like him, honest.
Yeah. I like him. Better than that other kid, right?
Of course. Oh,
poor guy.
Yeah, I like him since last year. I mean, I saw a few games. He's always delivered.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
Except for one game, played really poorly, and every other game he's played well.
Game number three, the Commanders and the Giants. Big game inside the NFC East. The Giants at home getting a point and a half.
Yeah, you know, Giants are going to get a couple guys back. It'll be a much better unit this week than they were last week. I think these teams are very, very close. The thing that I like about the Commanders is where they are and how they've gotten there over the last 7 weeks and the momentum that they're riding. I'm going to go with the Commanders.
Yeah, we agree 3-for-3 here. I'm not going to change my pick, even though I need to make up ground. I really believe that the Commanders are going to win this game. They're going to win the next game against the Giants after the bye. They're better than they are right now, and I don't believe that Saquon Barkley gets started again and gets going again against this Commanders defense. And Taylor Heinicke, he's got all those things that you want from Daniel Jones, that energy, you know, that you know he commands the locker room, all those things. I just think the Commanders are better. I'm taking the Commanders, and I think they'll probably win by 4 or 3, at least a field goal.
Everything you just said, I reverse it. I think Saquon Barkley breaks out. I do not believe in Washington. I know they've played well, but whatever. I will take the Giants plus a point and a half. Giants win on Sunday.
I would prove you guys wrong, and I'm going with my big blue.
Going with the big blue. Oh,
of course.
Now, me and you are
I like the
today.
Commander, to be honest with you. I watch it lately. Yeah. They're a very good team now.
Yeah, they are a very good team.
But it is what it is.
You have picked the Giants every single week, have you not?
Well, they play in here, so let's give him another chance.
Okay, we'll give him another chance.
Another chance. Game number four, big one at 4 o'clock. Dolphins and Niners from Santa Clara. San Francisco minus -3.5.
3.5 scares me. It really does. But, you know, usually defenses like the 49ers at home take care of business. And they have. The last 4 or 5 weeks, they have been unbelievable. They've been physical. They gotten after the quarterback. And you know, when Tua did lose and he lost to Cincinnati that day, what happened? Cincinnati got all over him. They sacked him. So I'm going to go with the 49ers. I'll lay 3.5 points. And I just think the 49ers have the offensive firepower to go head-to-head with the Miami offensive firepower. And the weakest of all four main units here is the Miami defense.
Mike McDaniel has been a step ahead of everybody this year offensively when he's had Tua. There's one team he's not going to be a step ahead of, the team that he came from, and the team that knows exactly what he's going to do. I think this is going to be the worst offensive game that the Dolphins have played with Tua as the quarterback. I think it's going to be one of those, are the Dolphins that good after they come out of this game? I think the Niners roll in this football game. Give me San Francisco.
I agree, and I would be worried about Tua getting out of this game healthy because of how physical San Francisco is. I will take the Niners minus -3.5.
I'm taking the Niners.
Taking the Niners.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Boomer lost the Niners in the Super Bowl. You know, this could be offensive to him.
No. Youssef cannot be offensive to me.
No.
That's the happiest man in the world. No, look at that right there.
Can't do
but
that.
You do know that happened, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you all took the Dolphins.
He's still
we all took the Niners.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Youssef just realized these guys are NARPs. I know you don't know what that is right now, but don't listen to a word.
Well, I think, who did you take?
I took the Niners.
Yeah, we all took
we
the Niners.
All did.
Wow,
yes.
4-for-4.
I've been all over the Niners since week one.
No, yeah. I know. So we're 4-for-4 in the Jets and the Niners.
Yes, so far. Ooh. I know. Take the other team. Final game. the Chiefs and the Bengals in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, a home underdog, getting 2.5. Right, Ja'Marr Chase is coming back.
Yes, he's coming back. Joe Mixon, it looks like he's trending that he will be back in the mix right here. Shamaji Perine has been unbelievable in his place. I got to tell you, you know, this is one of those prove-it spots for the Bengals if you want, but they're still desperate. The fact that Justin Reed, the safety for the Chiefs, opened his mouth this week and gave the Bengals all this bulletin board fodder, I know it's men playing football, and something like this really shouldn't have an impact. I'm just telling you, it just gets everybody edgier for the Bengals, and Ja'Marr Chase is going to go off in this game. I am going with the Bengals. I'll take the points, and, you know, I think the Chiefs are still the best team in the AFC, but, you know, this is a game that most likely they lose.
Isn't this the ultimate revenge spot?
Mm-hmm. You would think so for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yes.
That, and then, well, another revenge spot would be...
By the way, Joe Burrow's 2-0 versus Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I think that changes this week. Revenge spot. Retribution. Going after that Bengals team that beat them in the AFC Championship game. I think that the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in football as we sit here today. I think they're better than the Bengals are this year. And their offense is unstoppable. Unstoppable with Patrick Mahomes, who's going to win another MVP. Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, I say it every week, and I'm mostly right. Best player on the field is Patrick Mahomes. I will take him minus the 2.5.
I agree with you guys with that, but just remember one thing. Last year, they had Tyreek Hill, and the Bengal defense shut them down in the second half of that AFC Championship game.
Yeah, different year.
I'll take Patrick Mahomes.
No Tyreek Hill.
I always liked Cincinnati, but, you know, going with Mahomes.
Wow, I tell you, man. So you picked the Niners who beat Boomer in the Super Bowl, but you're also picking against the Bengals, too? Are you trying to get kicked out of here?
I like Kansas City, you know.
And no movement. We have all five the same.
I go with the... You got to watch him, yeah.
So that means I got a chance to pick up some traction this week.
Significant movage here.
I like it.
Maybe this is Youssef's plan to just pick every game you pick.
No, but to be honest with you, I like Mahomes. You know?
Okay. Oh, man, this could be a big movement.
You could be in first place on Monday.
I like it.
All right, very good.
All right.
Thanks, Youssef.
Great seeing you, guys.
See you on Monday, all right?
Thank you.
All right, he is the best.
Have a great weekend.
Youssef, our head of janitorial supplies, the CEO of Custodians, and also the happiest man in America.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.